Good morning, all. Good to see everybody. Palm Sunday, a gathering of a lot of different people, sometimes people we don't see as often. I have to tell you, I had a call from an old friend, my previous church, Lauren Sandberg. He's a veterinarian, large animal veterinarian up there. You know, that's cattle country, you know, just neighbors to Greeley. But he told me about an interesting event that happened last summer. I had asked him how life had been, and he said he had an interesting event last summer that he got called out. A herd of cattle had broken out of their pasture into a neighboring pasture of marijuana. So there was a concern there, and I said, well, what happened? And he said, well, the stakes couldn't have been higher. By way of announcements, on the back of the bulletin, you see some of the things going on. This is Palm Sunday. Hosanna, amen? We have Holy Week coming up. Be aware, on Friday, we will be gathering for a tenebrae. Tenebrae, a service of scripture and song and contemplation on Good Friday. On that Friday, in remembrance, you are invited at 7 p.m. here. If you would like, you can join us virtually. We hope to bring you the service over the internet from YouTube. So there is that. On the back of the bulletin, you see things going up. We've announced most of those. Be aware of the ability to assist Vacation Bible School. Debbie Gunther, do you have anything to report on our mission work at Soba Mexican?
Thank you. Good morning. I don't have what we made yet. I will tomorrow. But thank you to everybody that went to Sabor. And April will be at the Great Greek off Colfax, April 16th from 11 to closing. Thank you.
All right. Opportunity to dine out, celebrate locals, and to have some of that benefit going to your church. Holly, stand up if you will, please.
This is 2 seconds. Renee brought it to my attention that it doesn't say what time the service is on Friday on the back of the bulletin.
Do what now?
What time the tenebrae service is. It doesn't say that on the bulletin.
Thank you. That is at 7 p.m.
That's what we thought.
Other things for the good of the order. Palms and palms. Oh, Renee, do you have something, or are you just saying hello? Glad to have you back with us, Miss Renee. She's been recouping. There ought to be a joke about ankle recovery, but I can't think of one, so we'll have to work on that. Glad to have you back. Glad to have you with us. Anything else before we get started as we set out to prepare ourselves for this week and celebrate Palm Sunday? If not, stand, wave hello to one another. Let's turn to our call to worship.
Please remain standing for the call to worship. Today's call to worship is from Psalm 118. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. We thank you that you have answered us and have become our salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, who is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, and I will extol you. Okay, and also remain standing for our first hymn, Hosanna, Loud Hosanna. It's number 278 in the hymnal or on the screen.
Hosanna, loud Hosanna, the little children sing. Through pillar, court, and temple, the lovely anthem ring. To Jesus, who at last am clothes folded on his breast, the children sing their praises, the simplest and the best. From all that they follow, mid his exalted crown, the victor palm branch waving and chanting clear and loud, the scorn that little children should on his bidding wait. Hosanna in the highest, that ancient song we sing. For Christ is our Redeemer, the Lord of heaven, our King.
Please be seated.
Today's first scripture reading is from the book of Isaiah, Old Testament, number 50, chapter 50, verses 4 through 9a. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? The word of the Lord. Do you want to announce that? No. I guess I'll go ahead and announce this too. So the ensemble will come forward and be singing All Glory, Laud, and Honor. Thank you.
shall in chorus make reply. The people of the Hebrews with songs before thee went. Our prayers and praise and anthems before thee we present. All glory, Lord, and honor to thee, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children make sweet hosannas ring. To thee, before thy passion, they say their hymns of praise. To thee now high exalted, our melody we raise. Thou beautiful scepter praises, accept the prayers we bring. Who in all good delighteth, thou good and gracious King. All glory, Lord, and honor to
Thank you, ensemble. Thank you, technicians. By way of our prayer time, on the back of the bulletin, you see some of the concerns that we continue to hold and lift up. Don Boyle shared with me this morning he's having cataract surgery this coming Tuesday, so prayers for you, brother. Prayers that go smoothly. Are there other concerns in our midst? As we come and as we gather, there's prayers that you might want to lift, things that are upon your hearts.
I'd like to let you know that they're having a surprise birthday party for Ruth on Saturday. It's her 88th birthday. It's at the Eastern Star Masonic Retirement Center. All the people of Burns are invited. Also on the bulletin board in the parlor, I put down her address and everything if somebody would like to send her a card. It would be at 2 o'clock. Thank you.
The last name.
Okay.
Ruth Hostetter.
Thank you. Larry, did you have your hand up, brother? Did you still have something? Please.
We need to pray for all those people who were killed and their families in that auditorium in Moscow.
Indeed, if you haven't heard, the last total I had heard, 133 dead, many injured. Attack on a theater, a music venue in Moscow. Other concerns in our midst, I'd mentioned previous church I served, a young man by the name of Jim Young is now Mr. Young, aging somewhat, but he has pneumonia. I want to lift him. Jim and his wife, Linda, a pivotal couple in the church. Mike, Renee has a concern.
What would it be like without me saying something? Sorry. The war-torn Middle East. I mean, it's well, and Ukraine. I mean, that entire area, that some sanity would come, but, you know, wars and rumors of wars.
Indeed. Thank you. Indeed, indeed. Please.
One of my friends at Cherry Creek Retirement Village, where I live, died Friday night. She had been in hospice since Monday. She had not lived at Cherry Creek very long, but she made a lot of friends. And I tell you, I'm concerned about the friends. I'm not concerned about Norma. I know where she is. But her friends are pretty angry that she got sick real fast and died real fast. I know she was at peace, but I'm praying for peace for these friends who have the confidence to know that they'll see her again.
Amen. Thank you, Barbara. Other concerns? Michael, Holly Armstrong.
This is sort of piggybacking on what Barbara just said. My sister-in-law's mother is in hospice right now, Sheila, and she's at peace too. I don't think her friends are angry, but everybody's pretty sad, including me. She was very, very, very good friends with my mother and good friends with our family. And my dad's struggling with it too. So just prayers that people can, they know that she's going to be with Jesus, but that people can be at peace about it.
So. Tell me your first name.
Her name's Sheila.
Sheila, okay. Sheila in hospice and facing those things. Last week, God trimmed a lot of the trees around here. Thank you to some of the people that helped trim those. Richard did a lot of that, and we appreciate some saint came along and got one big branch for us. We don't even know who it was, but when God trims trees, sometimes it's a little painful, isn't it? Let me see the results of that. Any other concerns? By way of celebrations, Renee is back. It's been a century recovering from ankle surgery and recuperations and things that go with that. So glad to have you back in our midst. We have some odd visitors around the church. Little green things popping up out of the ground. I think they're aliens. But some beautiful portents of spring and all that is coming there. Other things, celebrations in this morning. We weren't sure we'd have enough kids to do a palm processional, and it grew and grew, and we had processional and processional and processional. So God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Monday, Simi is having a birthday. He's going to be 19. Happy birthday to him. Kulaya is going to be 8. Is that true? And we mentioned that Saturday, Ruth will be 88. Pinky Tavaki will be 62 on that same date. So lots of growing and life and age and celebrations. Connor, well, wait a minute, Connor. I think Pio has something here.
We can remove Pingi Tavake. He's passed.
Oh, you're right. I am so sorry. He did. He's at peace celebrating his birthday there.
You're still up.
Connor, please stand up, buddy.
Barbara Stevens will be 89 Monday, April 1st.
No, she's not on the list. Happy birthday. I have missed your birthday a number of times, and I'm not sure why. That's maybe the part. Somebody's fooling with somebody here or something. Any other celebrations, special things going on? All right. If not, join me. Let's join together in the unison prayer. Let us read responsively. Lord God, be present with us on this Palm Sunday. Lord, we know that you are present with us always in every moment. As we gather to worship you, we ask you hear the prayers of your people gathered here in worship and prayer. Guide us in this holy week as we study scripture and prayerfully remember Jesus' final week. Guide us to move to Easter through Jesus' sacrifice. Lord God, even as we make requests of you, help us remember to give thanks and praise for all that we have received and for your unending love. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation and prayer. Lord God, we need you. Every day we need you. We don't always recognize it, but Lord, we need you every moment. Sometimes, in our youth, especially in our haste and in our health, we believe that not only can we do it on our own, but that we do it with gifts and graces that we ourselves have come to. Failing, Lord, to acknowledge that all that we are and all that we are able to do are gifts from you. Lord God, we ask that you be with us regardless. We come before you humbly acknowledging our failings and our trepidation, our ignorance in asking to join with you, and our unworthiness in asking to join with you. Lord God, thank you for this Palm Sunday and for the remembrance of the palm procession, for the gift of the children waving the palms this morning, big kids and little kids, and smiles and palms celebrating a king. We celebrate Jesus. We celebrate all that he has taught us. We celebrate his life among us. We celebrate the changes that he has brought to this world. Be with us, Lord, this morning as we come and gather. Be with those who are not present with us, those who are unable through sickness or distance or for whatever reason. Be with us all gathered as family. Be with those joining us virtually over the internet. We have built a community that continues to grow, and we are grateful for the ability to reach beyond our walls as Christ reached beyond those around him to a world in need. Lord, you are the creator of all out of chaos. You are the very giver of life. You are the inspiration for all that is good. And you are always with us, listening, caring. Grant us, Lord, as we come and gather this morning, your presence among us, your love to teach us how we might be as loving as you have always been. And teach us, Lord, the patience that we all need in following our master teacher, Jesus Christ. We ask you, gather with us this morning, Lord. We ask this as we gather with communities around the world with the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forget those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Take a moment, if you will. Let us listen as Barbara lifts an offertory.
Please stand if you are able for the gospel reading. And today's reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 12 through 16. If you want to follow along in the Pew Bible, it's New Testament, page 100. The next day, the great crowd that had come to the festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written of him and had been done to him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I invite Stephanie and the young kids and the big kids and the little kids and everybody that has any ability in movement and dance and motion and all that to come forward. We're going to have a All That I Am on our Vacation Bible School. All That I Am and then some. Bo, can you bring the lights up a little more on this? There we go.
Watching Pine Tree Kids.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for corralling them back out too, Stephanie. Oh, Lord, for that energy, my goodness. Hosannas. Hosanna, did you sing Hosanna? Hosanna, Hosanna, celebrations and all of the excitement and the kids and the dancing and the parade and the king in victory coming into Jerusalem. But we're in the middle of some tough times right now. Someone said these are unprecedented times. I don't know. I can't really tell you how it felt right after December 7th, 1941. I can't really tell you what it felt like during the Spanish flu. I can't really tell you what it felt like during some of those other eras in the history of humanity when life was very difficult indeed. But we've got wars and wars and Russia and Israel and Hamas and near to my heart, the nation of Haiti. Taken over by gangs, atrocities, pain for good people. Paradise, an island in the tropics, is not paradise at all. We're in the midst of a broken political system that has resulted in all kinds of problems, including a broken immigration system. And I am stunned by the repeated incidents of gun violence. Not to mention tragedies, natural events of fires and tornadoes and floods, and I haven't heard of any earthquakes recently. They are there. I've also noticed that when I was younger and more enthusiastic, I was not aware of aches and pains of getting old, of Arthur, you've met Arthur, his name is arthritis, and he is bugging me seriously. Friends with cancer, woes and pains, and we just got out of COVID, yet we're sort of still in COVID, yet we never got to mourn COVID. My oldest daughter, Corinne, lost to COVID. Broke our hearts, still does. Heart disease, eye disease, eye failures. I didn't used to wear glasses. Now, I can't even see with them. Those of you who are young, count your blessings, say hurrah. Celebrate, get a lot done before we begin to age. Aging. Good friend who passed, it was in the previous church I served. She said, the only thing golden about our golden years is our teeth. Aging is a challenge to us, and yet it challenges us to turn to our faith. We are seeing the shrinking of churches and congregations worldwide. And a shrinking of people who claim to be people of faith worldwide. So here it is, Palm Sunday, and it doesn't seem like it's Palm Sunday, if you want to be honest. We could celebrate, and I could tell you rosy, wonderful things, and we could shout hosannas and sing wonderful songs, and maybe we should, but we need to also be aware that today is two-part Sunday. It's Passion Palm Sunday. Palm Passion Sunday. See, we always celebrate the palm processional, but on this Sunday, too, we can and perhaps need to remember that this is Passion Sunday. Jesus' passion, it's a strange term, but it refers to his Last Supper with his disciples, knowing that it was the end. Being captured, suffering, being crucified, and suffering, and dying. This is the Sunday to acknowledge all of those, because next Sunday is Easter Sunday. It's the end of the Holy Week. It's the culmination. It's where we're all headed, but it passes the passion too easily. And perhaps that's one of the things that as churches we have failed to do is be honest about the fact that we will experience the passion just as Jesus did. Jesus died. It's not just a footnote. It's not just a brief glimpse of a section. He died. And to rush past that is to ignore not only the gift, but to acknowledge that it's a part of who and what we are on this earth. So Palm Sunday is wonderful. It's a celebration of Jesus and the glory and the celebrations and the happy and laughing and kids and cloaks thrown on the road and making a pleasant path for the Lord and on a donkey, on a colt. But it's also acknowledging that even in the midst of all of this, there is also hard life and hard things and tragedies, and God is still with us. So on Palm Sunday, we might say, here is God, celebration. But a Passion Palm Sunday might say, where is God? And we have failed when, as a church, we have parishioners who join the church and who work to be faithful and are good people and who do all the right things, and tragedy strikes them, and they say, there is no God. Where is God to allow this to happen? How could bad things happen? We're churchgoers. I put money in the plate. I give. I'm faithful. I read the Bible. Don't understand it always, but I read it as best I can. I try and follow along and live a good life, and yet I pray, and sometimes my prayers are not answered. And some people say, well, that's proof that there is no God. And yet we know as an Easter people that on those times when we cannot walk, God carries us. Remember that footsteps poem thing? Either man walking along and he says there's two pair of footsteps in the sand behind us, but he notices that at some points there's only one pair of footprints and says, God, where did you go? Why did you leave me in those hard times, in those painful times? And it isn't God left, but God carried. It's an important way that we need to acknowledge that God is always there. Let's do that again. God is always there. Amen? Where there is suffering, there is God. Where there is hurting, there is God. Where there is caregiving, there is God. We need to be thankful for that, and we need to acknowledge that. The psalm, I inserted it into the call to worship. You heard pieces of that. Piece that I didn't insert in Psalm 18 says, we thank you, God, that you have answered us and have become our salvation. This is Psalms. This is before Jesus' birth. But it is also, as we understand and know and can look back retrospectively and recognize that God has always been and has always part of us and Christ in the midst of all of that. So here's a Christian scripture in the Old Testament. Did you sing along with the VBS song? I didn't have the energy. I didn't jump continuously all the way through the song. That was lovely. That was a lot of years ago before I did that. But the song, the lyrics, your love has saved me. You rescued me. You know, we're busy reading the words and trying to do the motions, trying to figure out the notes, and sometimes we don't hear what's being said. Your love has saved me. You rescued me. Those are good, important words to hear. When there is sorrow instead of joy, God has not gone, but God is there even more. Not that we would want to experience suffering to experience more God. That's not necessary either. So there are two faiths then, aren't there? There's a Palm Sunday faith of celebration and singing and parading. There's a Passion Sunday faith of knowing that we got kicked out of the garden, or we walked ourselves out of the garden and into a world that is not free from pain and suffering. But in the midst of all of that, we are not alone. Just as Jesus suffered and died, he rose again. And in that rising, there's hope for us. Jesus, pure, innocent, didn't deserve to die. Those are the hardest sermons that I ever have to give. A funeral, I had a beautiful young man, just graduated. He was full of energy and life and talent and ability. First in his oldest son and beloved of all, just a kind person. He was kind of a scalawag at times, but that just made him more beloved. Early one morning, getting ready to go to work, drove the car up to an intersection and looked for traffic right into the sun, didn't see anybody, pulled out and got T-bone killed. And the family said, no, this can't be. This can't be. God, you can't let this happen. This is not possible. How can you be God and be a loving God and let our beloved son be gone? And God was with them, and God was carrying them. But remember that God's son died as well. Innocent, pure Jesus died, suffered, and died. It wasn't just a quick transition of from the cross right up to heaven. Jesus did. Just like humanity understands death. And then alive again and calling to him all of those others. On this Palm Sunday, I don't know about you, but I have to lift up all of the family that I have that I've lost that have passed before me, my mom and my dad and Corinne. And on these special holiday moments, we think of them, don't we? Remember, and I wasn't going to get teary here, but I'm struggling not to. I'll try. And then the reality is there's pain and there's loss, and yet there's also celebration because we know they're looking down on us, and they're okay, and they're smiling through the gift of Christ and the resurrection. God is good, only good. And God does not do these bad things. They happen in the world, in a natural world, in a world that is not Eden. God doesn't cause those bad things. God doesn't punish even under the third or fourth generation. You know, the Old Testament was trying to explain away why some things happen to good people. Oh, your parents or your grandparents must have done something bad. Jesus said, no, that's not the way that works. Not the way God works. But bad things do happen, and we need to acknowledge that and acknowledge that a church of Jesus Christ, a faithful church of Jesus Christ, acknowledges life and also hardship and pain, and yet God faithful. So pause with me a minute. Let's just pray for a second. Let's give thanks to God that when tragedies and evil of life impact us, God is here. Thanks be to God that amidst wars, God is here. Thanks be to God that amidst natural disasters, God is here. Thanks be to God that amidst divisions and lies and mistrust, God is here. Thanks be to God that amidst hospitals and illness and pain, God is here. Thanks be to God for this beautiful morning to celebrate amidst the chaos. Thanks be to God for this morning to sing Hosanna and to laugh and to sing and to celebrate. Thanks be to God for everything and everyone here on heaven and in the hereafter. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our song, Song of Hope, Faith We Sing, 2186. Stand if you will. Mark, if I might invite you to come and offer your vocal ability and talent of which God gave you and didn't give me as much.
We'll be going through this twice. May the God of hope go filling all our hearts. May the God of justice way bring the light of grace. Pray, let us work for peace, singing, share our joy with all, working for a little faithful when we hear Christ call. May the God of hope go with every day, filling all our lives with love, joy, and peace. May the God of justice be us on our way, bring light and hope when it land and rains. Praying, let us work joy with all, working for a world that's new, faithful when we hear Christ call. Ooh. That's a new one to us, isn't it?
Sure.
I have good news and I have bad news. I guess both is I left my wireless microphone in the back. Mike and I forgot to put it on. But I have a microphone here, amen? We go from here on this Palm Sunday. I hope you have family and celebrations. If not, if you're alone, that you celebrate and acknowledge God in our midst. And that we go out into the world to offer Christ in the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Join hands, if you will. Let's sing our closing.
Said, amen.